Welcome to the podcast. This is a very tough morning. I got some things when I woke up and worst thing possible that could have happened this off season. Kawhi Leonard is a Clipper.
Wow, hold on. I'm getting information that the Thunder were willing to send Westbrook and Paul George to the Raptors, but Toronto didn't want to give up on Pascal Siakam. Wow, that's weird. Yeah, I'm sorry. You can continue. I just wanted to let y'all know that.
And that just adds a whole nother wrench in it. So Westbrook probably won't be there for the rest. Could LA? I don't really want him in LA.
Who?
Westbrook.
Oh, wait, the Lakers don't have enough.
They got enough cap space.
I mean, all them people they just signed, I don't know.
They'll trade them. What are you talking about?
True, but
they got to wait.
I don't think the Lakers are even, I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know right now.
It's been a crazy morning, to say the least. I mean, one thing for this situation is that the NBA is definitely better.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I predicted, I don't know if that was 3 years ago or 2 years ago, that the way this was going, especially with the amount of money that each max player was getting paid, that it was eventually going to be clear parity when it came to.
Think about parity. I think it's the different type of parity. Like, you're not going to go into next season thinking that all these teams have a chance. But what it does is any team could build quickly. You know what I'm saying? Like we saw with the Clippers, like quick build. Like any team could position themselves to be in a position to win a championship, but it's not going to be like bedlam next season in the playoffs. Like it's not going to happen. It's not that type of parity. The type of parity is there has been seven different NBA champions in the last 10 years in this decade. That's parity. In the terms of, but like during the season, it was no doubt, no question who was going to win those, who was going to be in the finals for at least five or six of those years, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not parity in the sense of, all right, the Utah Jazz actually got a chance this year. It's not that type of parity. It's parity like, okay, the Utah Jazz could do something to put themselves in position to win now. Because like 20 years ago, I don't know, it just seemed like things happen a lot faster than it did 10 years ago. Like teams, like Paul George and Russell just got together last year. Like we thought this was a marriage for the future, and now all of a sudden, he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't have much to say about that, but this is definitely going to be interesting leading up to the playoffs.
Man, Lakers, they put in a pretty good team around LeBron James, Anthony Davis, stuff like they already got Jared Dudley. They just got Danny Green. I don't like KCP signing, but they got to take care of the clutch guys. I mean, we still got $12 million left. See what they could do with that. We could get Marcus Morris, maybe get DeMarcus Cousins to sign, just give him a bigger contract next year. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I apologize. So the Raptors didn't want to trade Pascal Siakam because I don't know, but so basically they would have traded that. It would have been Paul George, Westbrook, and Kawhi. So it wouldn't have been Kawhi on the Clippers. It would have been Kawhi still in Toronto. And for some reason, the Raptors didn't want to do that. So that's a little bit strange.
Where are you seeing that?
Oh, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Like, Sam had me going this whole process of getting Kawhi and all this, and I don't believe anything I see on Twitter. I guess what we realize in this process is don't none of these reporters know anything.
Oh, and actually, to rebuttal Corey's point, if the Clippers didn't land Paul George, which was the longest of shots, the Lakers would have got Kawhi Leonard. So, no. Like, that was like that was the whole that like, that's what makes this so crazy because like the Lakers were right there. They were right there.
I don't think they were close.
Yeah.
I don't think Kawhi ever wanted to go to the Lakers. I don't think he ever wanted to play with LeBron. I don't think he was ever interested in creating a super team. I think this was the plan all along. He was either going to play in Toronto or he was going to go to LA Clippers. Like, I just think, I don't know. I mean, at the only reporter, like I was against Wolves, but the only reporter I could really trust now was Volchanovski. So, because a lot of these reporters had their shot and they blew it.
Yeah. And no, don't even worry about me. I'm pretty much done with following all these guys, especially now that the last piece is falling. So it won't even be necessary to follow Twitter till next July. So I'm not even tripping. I am not tripping. But no, I just want to.
He just got clout off all of this.
Yeah, and I just want to apologize to anybody I let on because I know.
Yeah, you let me on for sure. I did not want to believe it.
No, it was right there, right there. Trust me,
it was not even close,
bro. They had to land Paul George, who just signed a five year contract. That is the longest of shots, and to even think that Paul George would let go of that to leave Westbrook, like that's the longest of shots. It may obviously
think about too, like what the Clippers gave up to get, like they have no room to improve at all.
Oh yeah, like, but they understand.
It's not like crazy to me.
It's their bench too, but like,
what? Who do they have on their bench?
Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, like Montrezl Harrell just that good, huh?
No, I'm just saying it's not like they like maxed out and it's just them. Like they got pieces. They still got Shamit. So like they got
they're not.
No. You talking to the guy who knows. Like they're like Kawhi can't play 82 games, so he's probably gonna miss about 15. He don't play back to backs.
Like without Kawhi, the Raptors are probably if you take out Kawhi from that team and plug in another mid level superstar, who you wanna plug in? I mean, okay. We already seen it. Plug in DeMar DeRozan, they were the first team in the East. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like that team was already like if you watched the Raptors play last year, you could see how without Kawhi, that team was already a working team. Like they already knew how to play together. They all already had a team around. He just came in and they let Kawhi do him. You know what I'm saying? So now you take him to the. I just don't know. I think the Raptors made Kawhi look a lot better than he really was. Like he's good, and I'm not saying not good. I'm just saying. Like Pascal Siakam, really? I would rather have Pascal Siakam than Paul George, in my eyes.
Yeah, no.
Like Siakam do everything, and he don't require the ball. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And like I said, you can't put together a brand new team. The only good thing the Clippers have going is that they have a good amount of players that are still there that played last year, so they have some form of chemistry. But
that
like I said,
no, like playmakers. Like think about, all right, let's just go starting a lineup for starting. Let's go team by team. Patrick Beverley or Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry.
Maurice Harkless or Danny Green?
Danny Green.
All right, Kawhi. Pascal Siakam or Paul George?
Paul George.
Ivica Zubac or
Marc Gasol.
Okay, Fred VanVleet or Lou Williams? I'm taking VanVleet.
Ooh, well, Lou Williams has never had the chance, so I guess you got to get VanVleet.
Can Lou Williams check anybody? Like, VanVleet was stopping Curry last year.
Yeah, I don't know about stopping, but I get what you're saying.
Doing a good job.
Yeah, just like anybody else does. But, yeah, no.
Can Lou Williams do that?
No.
Who we going to check?
So, no, like I said, I'm...
All right, let's keep going. Let's go. Montrezl Harrell or Serge Ibaka?
Serge.
Oh.
Oh, you think Montrezl Harrell what?
No, I'm just saying. It's obvious. Like, that was a good team last year. Like,
yeah.
And, like, Patrick Beverley, like, that's all cool and everything that he could, like, but can he play offense at all? I mean, he can shoot a three.
No, he's streaky because, obviously, if he could still hit it, he wouldn't have never been able to leave.
But, like, can he playmate? Like, Kyle Lowry was spoon-feeding people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but, you know, like, yeah, they got a great defensive team, but, like, what is Zubac? Like, you know, he's not playing mm-hmm. with no – there's no real playmakers on that team. Like, Kawhi not playmaking for nobody. Neither is Paul George. So, like,
yeah. I mean, but see, the all this in my head as soon as I was looking at it, and then I realized they got Doc Rivers. So, I think if anybody can figure it out, it's him.
I just don't know. Like, if you look at the way Kawhi played last year, like, he had a lot of, like, bad games. Like, it was, you know, like, I just think people got the narrative, oh, he carried them. Like, he was the piece that the Raptors needed to get over the hump. And even it was a down year. Like everybody want to crown the Bucks. Who did they beat? Who did they beat? A dysfunctional Celtics team. And who they play in the first round?
The Pistons.
But everybody wanted to say there was this team that was, oh, this is next, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Philly, the Raptors, they beat Philly. It's a good team, good win. They beat the Bucks. Okay, they was a good team, good win. Then you play the Warriors, who they were all banged up, and you saw when they had KD, it was gonna be tough. So I just think people crowning Kawhi this best player and all that, but Kawhi yeah. he played good, like but. Telling you, man, y'all, everybody's gonna see what this guy can really do. And like, Paul George, he's not a system player, but like, he's a scorer. Like, he just need like something that's gonna prevent him from like just dominating the ball all the time like that. Because he takes bad shots, bro. Like, it's kind of like how Michael Jordan was, but Michael Jordan had the benefit of playing in an offense that was created simply to ISO. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's a lot to take in. I wanted to postpone the podcast. No, but I understand.
I think we need raw emotions. We need to show people, you know, because we look back on this, it's going to be how we felt in the moment, you know. And, like, the one thing I'll say for the Lakers and for LeBron, like, he always, nobody ever beats him mano a mano. Like, name somebody who beat him mano a mano.
You know, like I said, whenever he's favored, it's never even. No, it's only that Mavericks series.
I'm talking about, all right, this is how the NBA is right now. The best teams in the NBA are constructed like this. Our players are better than yours. We're going to beat you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the Spurs. Like, we have a good team. We run a system. We play defense. We all play together. Name one team out there like that. Denver? Utah? Like, and they don't, like – you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how mm-hmm. like Golden State, they were constructed like, okay, we have a good team. Like, who's going to play together? And we also have this guy, Steph Curry, who's really good. But now it's like, all right, we got Kawhi, we got Paul. Like, we feel like they're going to beat LeBron and 80. We got KD, we got Kyrie. We feel like they're going to beat LeBron and 80. Like, nobody's, like, name somebody who's ever did that and beat LeBron.
Nobody.
So now, like, the only people that beat LeBron is teams that create a team, like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Super deep team. Yeah.
It's no team. Maybe Denver, but they superstar not that good.
No, even if he is, he's not ready yet.
Exactly. And then you got Utah, but like, they superstar not ready yet. So like, mano y mano, okay, line them up. And then AD is out of Paul George and Kyrie. Who's the best sidekick out of all them?
Anthony Davis by a long mile.
And other two pairings, who fits the best together?
Anthony Davis.
And LeBron James. So the only thing I would say, like, if this was LeBron in his late 20s, maybe 30 years old, I would be like, it's the Lakers. But the only question about LeBron is he's old.
Oh, bro, that'll never happen again. That random injury, that'll never happen again, bro.
I'm just saying, like, but that's the – like, okay, did his game take a drop? Like, I mean, it's still a question. Like, can he play D? It's still a question. That's the only thing. If it's his late 20s, early 30s, I wouldn't even be worried. at what's about to happen right now. You know what I'm saying? But like, it just see like we got to do now. Like, do we go? Because like next year is nobody going. No way, the Clippers are going to be able to improve in free agency next year.
The reason why. Okay, so I said regardless whether Kawhi is coming or not, the Lakers are set because okay. I don't know how much space they'll have once they max out Anthony Davis next year. But if they – depending on what they want to do, they'll have enough money to give the Lakers exactly what the Rockets had 2 years ago in order to even go up 3-2 against the Warriors. And there's no more Warriors anymore. So now literally you're building the perfect team for LeBron. I'm not even worried about this year, even for next year.
No, but the reason that it was a problem – was because instead of going after these, like, I'm glad they didn't get a mid-tier free agent. I'm glad they didn't get no Kemba or who else you want to say, Al Horford, or I'm glad they didn't go for that. I just wish. And those pieces are still on the table. I mean, you still got Marcus Morris.
Nobody signed their deals yet. So people could back out and still play with the Lakers. But that's a long shot. I don't want to put that.
Right. I'm just saying, I just wish they would, like, Is Marcus Morris and Tucker? Like, can we get a Trevor Ariza?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's all I want now. Like, if we could get that and find a decent point guard, because we already got, like, people forgetting about
Rondo. Oh, yeah. You know Rondo I mean? Coming back, yeah. Rondo's coming back.
Let's get Rondo for 2 minutes. Avery Bradley just got bought out. Let's get him.
You can get him for a veteran minimum.
Get him for a vet minimum. Let's go get Marcus Morris. Like, I don't even know Marcus Cousins, to be honest. I mean, but, like, you could – the thing is, if you put DeMarcus Cousins and get him under contract this year, you could pay him whatever you want to pay him next year. Luxury taxing. But next year, see, the thing is, it's going to be nobody on the market – like, no good players on the market next year. So, if you don't get him this year, you probably ain't going to be able to get no player of DeMarcus Cousins caliber next year. You might as well just get him now. And if he could, like, let him – get to where he's 100% because you're not about to get another player of his caliber no other way. Yeah. I mean, unless you can get John Wall or Bradley Beal.
Like I said, the Lakers are set because even before I even thought Kawhi was a thing, I told you, like, bro, LeBron literally has the first – like, this is the first time in his career where he's going to have the right superstar next to him and he's going to have the cap space necessary to fill in the rest of the roster to where – everything's safe, like nothing, like no mishap here, mishap there would screw the team up. Like literally, like they're fine. Like they have literally no worries. They just signed Danny Green. He's a consistent shooter, and he doesn't play outside his role because I think that's kind of what happened towards the end of the Lakers season last year. Obviously with injuries as well, but you got a guy who literally will do exactly what LeBron wants. And he spaces the floor well. So, like, the Lakers are, like, they're fine. The only thing, this KCP thing, I got to sit there and watch him play. And he's going to want more minutes because that's what he's been complaining about his whole career. But besides that, everything else, I'm like – because, like, and then I told you, like, if you think any other team besides the Lakers is going to win the buyout market, like, because the Knicks pay all those players, and the one thing that they have to focus on is developing their players. So, you know, probably one or two of those guys are going to get bought out. I just don't know which two, but somebody's getting bought out. So, yeah, I'm not worried. Because even if the Lakers don't seem like it's likely right now, it'll be super likely and by February. So, I'm not worried at all.
And then, like, if you are the Clippers, no, if you're the Thunder, like, you got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back, and you got Danilo Gallinari, but all those picks, like, something has to be in your mind to say, okay, these picks are going to be worth something, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure the Thunder, like, you sent in Paul, I don't know, I just feel like the Thunder knows something that the Clippers didn't. Like, I feel like the Clippers are making a move just to get Kawhi Leonard in the building, but like, why would you give that up? Okay, if you knew this Clippers team, you about to make them a superstar for the next 7 years, 5 years. You just got all their picks back. They're not going to be worth anything. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
No. Paul George went to the front. So Kawhi Leonard talked to Paul George days before, said, force a trade. once a guy comes to you and forces a trade,
it don't matter.
You kind of I know what you're saying. Like, hey, well, we're not going to trade you. I'm sorry, but I guess they felt like either Paul George may have said a certain something to say, hey, if you don't trade me, something's gonna happen. So they just say, hey, we might as well. And then like the Thunder, they do things by principle. So if you come to them and you say, I don't want to play here, they don't want a guy who doesn't want to play here. So they say, well, we'll just figure it out. And then the Thunder draft well, so I trust the next time that they're back in the mix, they'll figure it out. And like I said, they'll probably, my guess is they'll probably trade Westbrook to the Heat.
For what?
This is for their bad contracts and for all their picks. Because they got a lot of role players that they overpaid. So you can mix that up with the picks that they want, and then the Thunder can build.
Miami don't got no picks.
They got something. They got something. They got something.
I just feel like the Thunder looking at it like, this team not going to be that good.
Yeah, and the Thunder have.
But they can't, like, they can't. Yeah, that can get people on the buyout market, but they can't really, like, improve in the sense of, like.
Oh, yeah, me and you both. You see, yeah, we didn't have a podcast then, but, yeah, there's a ceiling that you have playing with Westbrook. Not even Paul George, because there's only so much he can do as just a wingman. But Westbrook kind of capped them in the ability to have role players around Westbrook and Paul George that flourish while they can continue to be superstars. And it's hard because, in all honesty, Russell Westbrook should be a shooting guard with secondary ball handling responsibilities. But I don't know whether it was his decision or the coach's decision to let him have the ball most of the time. Like, it's cute and all that he gets these triple doubles and stuff, but everybody knows he makes bad decisions. So, but he chose the ability to let the ball go versus the ability to have triple doubles. And obviously, it won him MVP, so I mean. And it got him a supermax, so I'm not mad at him. But he shouldn't have the ball like even with James Harden. Like, James Harden should never have the ball that much. But the fact that it looks so good for that singular player that they're never going to change that, and in them not changing that, they're never going to win a championship. So that pretty much what you were saying, that like they're capped. So like they eventually had to move on, and I'm pretty sure soon they will move on from Russell Westbrook.
I'm talking about the Clippers are capped.
Oh, I'm not. I trust Doc Rivers. So in all honesty, I got to see it, and I trust Doc Rivers to put together a scheme and a game plan to.
I don't trust them. See, the thing about the Raptors that like people forgetting that. They already had a system in place. They just plugged Kawhi in. And it was like Kawhi, if you watch the game, he didn't even run the system, bro.
No, I know. Like,
but like he was a good enough shooter to where like he could be a part of the system without really affecting it. You know what I'm saying? But like when he caught the ball, it was okay, just ISO. Or when he got the ball, he just went and scored. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was a part of the system, so I don't think that's going to be able to happen in L.A. Because, like, that was 5-6 years of preparation that the Raptors had put together. They were an Eastern Conference Finals team multiple years in a row. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, they just took out a mid-tier star and replaced them with a superstar. And then traded their worst piece, Valanciunas, and got a player, Marc Gasol, who we all know what he can do. So, I just think, I don't know if the Clippers are going to be able to do that, like, put that together that fast. And they don't have any playmakers. Like, Patrick Beverley is not a playmaker.
That's why I said Doc Rivers. See, the thing is, that'll get them as far as, obviously, getting to the playoffs, but it'll be on the players to figure that the rest of it out. But I do trust that Doc Rivers will put together a game plan in order to make it look good. So
maybe I'm just trying to figure out a way to make this a okay morning because for LeBron. But
oh, bro, the Lakers are fine. The like Paul George and Kawhi, they like neither of them can guard Anthony Davis. So like until like I don't even know. Like nobody has a team. Like I said, you can only scheme for LeBron or you can scheme for Anthony Davis. You can't scheme for both defensively. And obviously now that they got actually got real shooters around them, it's nothing you can do.
Now, no doubt, no doubt the Clippers would be a good defensive team. But the thing I would say about the Lakers that kind of concerns me, like, what if LeBron can't be LeBron?
No, he...
No, do you lose Anthony Davis next year?
I know I'm seeing those tweets fly, but LeBron is fine. He's fine. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, that's never going to happen again. Like, even if he loses one step, that doesn't mean anything at all.
You hear we getting Carmelo, too.
Oh, boy, let me see. Like, LeBron just has to get to the playoffs. That's it. Get AD in the building. That was my only two things I've been screaming since January of last year. Under January this year. Get AD in the building.
We definitely got the best. Well, okay, not Kawhi, but we got the second best moving part of the offseason. Like, if we would have just got a better read on the Kawhi situation, so we can know if we should.
But I'm not even worried about that because we're gonna win the buyout market. Because think about what the Sixers. Remember that 2 years ago when the Sixers got the buyout market, like every shooter is coming to the Lakers.
But who's these people that's gonna get bought out? Like,
bro, it happens every year because young teams like the Suns, the Wizards, the Knicks, they have to pay 90% of their salary cap. They have to pay people, and then when you have to pay people, you just pay people. And then when you go down to when the months keep, you know, you move on in the season, you have to look towards playing the people that you want to become the face of your franchise. In order to do that, you got to let certain people go. Like what DeAndre Ayton and Tyson Chandler, Tyson Chandler wanted to still compete and he wanted minutes. You can't do that with DeAndre Ayton. By Tyson Chandler, how he played for the Lakers. Of course, it didn't work out, but still, like, there's always, because, like, it's just the main fact that these young teams have to pay people. So, like, Andre Iguodala, he wants to compete, but he doesn't want to, you know, he knows he can't do anything in Memphis, and then Memphis is trying to develop their young players. Andre Iguodala is a frontrunner to sign with the Lakers. So, like, he's going to be probably going to get bought out, or they're going to try to figure out a trade. So, yeah, no, don't worry about the buyout market because it's – no, don't even worry about that. They're going to be fine up until February, but – like during, because you even remember when he was in Cleveland, the buyout market that they had. It was just the fact that Andrew Bogut broke his leg or something drastic, like the first 10 seconds of him playing. But I'm not worried.
I'm trying to figure out who the best player that's going to be on the market next year.
Oh, you, bro, it's role players now. I'm not even worried about, like, they're never going to do this 3-star thing again. Like, they're not even going to waste their time. Role players is the easiest thing you can do now. It's the easiest thing now. And then the thing is, people will get paid so much less in the next offseason because it won't be all this money thrown around.
The best player next year is Draymond Green.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And then now that Westbrook knows that the front office would even think about trading him, that definitely is going to set off him probably wanting to leave. But I trust OKC. They may not. He may not even land on the team we're thinking about. But if I was the Nuggets, I'm going after Westbrook. I'm throwing Jamal Murray. I'm throwing Gary Harris. I'm doing all that.
And we got some good duos.
Man, I just retweeted that. Yeah, no, like I said, sadly I didn't want to predict this, but this is starting to feel not like the normal NBA I'm used to. Because what I'm hanging on is who LeBron is going to be in the playoffs.
So who has a chance next year?
Chance of what?
To win it all.
The Rockets have a chance. The Bucks have a chance. The Lakers have a chance.
Go back. Clippers. You said who?
I said the Rockets have a chance.
To win it all.
Yeah. They didn't lose anybody.
Like, bro, honestly, like, honest opinion. Like, I don't want to just hear this for the sake of the parody argument, but, like...
No, because, like, I told you...
No, you're the biggest James Harden hater ever, but now they got a chance.
bro, look who they've lost to the past couple years. I'm not like I don't like people, but I'm realistic.
So you think they can win a championship next year?
If they run it back and they can figure out some of their issues, they have a yeah. Because like
you think they can beat the Clippers in a 7-game series with Kawhi Garden and James Harden?
They almost did it against the Warriors.
But bro,
Kawhi,
the best individual defender one on one in the league.
No.
So like what, that what shit I'm, James Harden gonna do is not gonna work.
No. Okay, the only reason why I'm saying the Rockets is because they figured out as long as you put up enough shots, if you put up 40 threes and you only make 12, 13, that's a good it's a good ratio to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Like I have a reason for all of this, but yeah. So I said the Rockets, the Bucks,
no,
they lost Michael the Lakers, Martin. The Clippers. Who's in the East?
Bledsoe is the point guard.
Who's in the East?
They have no. The only two teams that got a shot to win a title next year are Clippers and the Lakers and Philadelphia. I give Philadelphia a chance.
If Ben Simmons starts shooting, but if not, because now the thing is they don't have a closer in Jimmy Butler anymore. As much as I didn't like watching him play for the Sixers.
All right, so that make my argument even. It's only two. Really got a shot next year.
No, if you make it to the finals, anybody that can make it, I'm giving them a shot. Because all it takes is one slip up, and you, LaQuai Leonard is holding this trophy. So, you know, more people have a chance. But I understand you're being, because, you know, you guys will see over these podcast episodes, Corey is more of a realist. Now I try to be more optimistic. It's you know, for the sake of the podcast, you don't want yang and yang, you want yin and yang.
I just know that with the seven, I know people want parity, but with the 7-game series, it's never gonna, like, the team that's gonna win is gonna be clearly the best. Like, you know, like, it's not gonna be if, ands, or buts, like, unless people get injured. But NFL, like, a team, like, all right, the Patriots was 17-0 one year, and the Giants was 9-7, and they beat them. You know, like, stuff like that, that's not gonna happen. Like, honestly, if you look at the NFL, we have no idea who's gonna win it this year. None. You could try.
The Patriots got a good shot.
They got a chance. They got the
best. No, like they got the best, yeah. They got the best chance.
They got the best chance. All right, but after that, who would you say?
Chiefs.
Like, I'm just like, did anybody know the Chiefs are gonna be in the AFC championship game last year?
No. See, the thing is, they were already a playoff team, and then they added the deep threat element. And now they're adding all they got to figure out is defense.
But think about who's been in the Western Conference Finals the last 4 years in NBA.
The Warriors, the Rockets, and the Thunder. And
the Thunder. Okay, that's 4 years. It's been the same, like, four people, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's been Kawhi. It's been Kawhi.
No, but you were dealing with a dynastic roster for the past 5 years. Now there is no dynasty team right now as we speak.
But bro, I'm telling you, like, when you see, like,
no, I told know.
You when they played the Bucks and they were down 2-0. I'm like, bro,
oh.
I'm like, the Raptors gonna win this one. Because I saw, like, oh yeah, the Bucks not that good. They not that good. Like,
I trust that the Bucks. See, the thing is, the Raptors, that's the best defensive team of our generation, and we may look back on that in a couple years, but right now, obviously, it's not sinking in. But that's the best defensive team we'll ever see, from 1 to 5, almost 1 to 12, pretty much.
No, they are pretty good defensive team.
So the Bucks will never ever be in that situation again, ever.
And yeah. Maybe the Bucks do, because there's nobody that, but, like, okay, when the Bucks run into the Clippers or the Lakers, like, he's gonna get stopped.
See, the thing is, if they shooting well enough, because the thing is, they do what the Rockets do, but they do it the right way.
But they probably lost their third best player.
See, no, the thing is, Brogdon had too many injury issues, So you can't bank on that. You can't bank on that.
So, but you, and that, you they'll believe be fine. In Chris Middleton?
They won 60 games last year.
Oh, I mean, and they probably gonna win 60 games this year.
And then they were up 2-0. And then they were gonna, if they were to go to the finals, they were gonna win the finals. So
probably because the thing is they didn't go to the finals. Like, and it wasn't even like the Raptors won 4 straight games.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
No, but they were an overtime game from being down 3-0. So it's not this crazy thing like they didn't have a shot. It's just they missed their opportunity and they could never recover.
No, bro, they didn't have a shot.
Okay. And the thing is, they were literally an overtime game from being down 3-0, and then all of this has changed.
They won 4 straight games, bro.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know what I know.
I'm just letting you know.
And in 340 days is going to be when all this is decided. So there's a lot of stuff that happened between then and now. That's the reason. It's the reason why I'm being optimistic. Because now that there's a 2-star thing, one of the guys go out, somebody's finished. So that's what I'm saying. I'm being optimistic. But if I'm the Nuggets or if I'm the Jazz, the Jazz probably. Sure, I'll trade. Well, you might kind of leave Donovan Mitchell, Russell Westbrook. Yeah. You probably. I mean, I'd do that.
Nah, see, a team that's in the best position right now is probably the Bucks.
Oh, wow.
Like, they in the same situation the Raptors was in last year. They got an opportunity with a mid-tier super. See, this is the way to build teams nowadays. You get you a superstar, you build it up till you can't win no more. And then you trade your mid-tier superstar, DeMar DeRozan, for a superstar and win a championship. Because they just need that one piece to get them over the hump. And, like, somebody would take a chance on Chris Middleton. It's kind of like DeMar DeRozan. Like, actually, DeMar DeRozan way better than Chris Middleton, but...
And then what people don't realize is Giannis's ability to understand where he lacks as a basketball player and works on that.
It don't matter, bro. Like, he's never gonna be able to shoot.
Bro, he didn't shoot that bad.
Yeah, but he can't like pull up off the dribble, bro. Like,
he's closer than who's he closer than?
Simmons?
Yeah, that, but like he's closer than Simmons. He's closer than Zion. He's closer than all of them.
You said he ain't shoot that bad. You wanna know what he shot last year?
No, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about when it mattered.
You wanna know what he shot last year?
In the playoffs?
In general.
No, in playoffs.
All right, let's see what he shot in the playoffs. Because last year he shot 25% from 3.
Yeah, he had to. That was his first year really going for it. Jason Kidd told him not to shoot threes for like a couple years.
He shot 32% in the playoffs, which is not good, bro. It's not good.
No, for a guy who has that much attention on him to, you know, defensively, that's not bad.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, you gonna expect a guy who has never shot threes to shoot 40%?
I mean, he don't gotta shoot 40%, but
no, 35 is what you want. In a as a not as a team, but because you can't like to shoot 40% is ridiculous. Just the fact that we got these players in the league now that makes it look, that's tough.
He got at least shoot 35, 36.
Yeah, he'll get there. Shoot 32 off his first year. He got it. So he's good. And then they. Bud's gonna go back to the drawing board and realize what he did wrong. Cause the thing is, like, this whole flow stuff is cool when you got KD, Clay, and Curry, you know, on the floor. But you gotta have now. You even gotta run plays, but you gotta have sets.
So is it safe to say it's 4 teams that could really win it?
It's more than 4 to me, but I know you want to be you want to nail this down right now. But.
No, bro, it's. All right, name somebody outside the Bucks, Sixers, Clippers, Lakers who can win it.
Bucks, Clippers, Sixers, Lakers. So I said
the Rockets,
And I throw in the Sixers. You got the Rockets, Sixers, Bucks, Clippers, Lakers. There's some other team I'm just not thinking about. It's not. He said no. You're funny, man.
You want Portland?
I was, but I know you were probably gonna give me some backlash for it, but
this is what you sent me earlier, playoff bound West.
Warriors. I said playoff bound. I didn't say
wait. Bound. You said Warriors, Nuggets, Clippers, Lakers, Portland, Houston, Utah, San Antonio, Pelicans, Dallas. In the East, Bucks, Sixers, Celtics, Pacers, Nets, Miami. Then you sent parity. Like, the Pelicans don't have a shot. Just because you naming names that can make the playoffs, that don't mean it's parity.
I didn't say anything about the championship for that text message. I just put playoff on. I didn't say anything about
like, the Celtics don't have a shot.
I'm talking about, bro, that text message had nothing to do with who's going to win the championship. I just said playoff. So why did you say
parity after that?
Like, see, we just explained over text. When we meant parity, we mean there is a large amount of teams that are going to be fighting for the same spots for standings. Now, when LeBron gets in the playoffs,
I meant, like, if you're sitting here and you are
when's the last? Oh, how many teams you say got a chance of winning it all?
Four.
Nah, it's more than four.
Maybe.
No, it's more than four. See, I get what you're trying to tighten it up. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams. We haven't experienced this since, 5 years ago.
Why not? Why?
Why? What?
Like, why? Well, like, did people not think the Raptors could win before Kawhi got there?
I mean, they I think they were a favorite.
Well, were people not counting the Celtics to be number one team in the world last year?
Things happen.
So last year you had Houston, Golden State, Celtics, Boston. I mean, Celtics, Bucks, and you had the 76ers. People thought they could win. You had the Lakers. I wouldn't say people thought the Lakers could win, but it was a shot. Yeah. So you had about 5 teams last year, too.
Not from day one. How many teams last year? Day one, with Durant healthy, was 1.
No.
And maybe 2 with the Rockets. Besides,
no, I knew that.
Oh, you, yeah, you see, you know, you were, see, yeah, no, you wouldn't put your life on that. So you can say that now, but you wouldn't put your life on that.
I wouldn't put my life on what?
With Durant healthy, Curry healthy, and Klay healthy, that they weren't going to win another championship. You would, nobody would put their life.
But the only thing, how many of these teams that have we seen? How many teams that you just named have we seen play a game?
These are all new teams. That's exactly. why I said there is more teams in the running than you think. That's okay, why.
But you're just because we haven't seen them play a game yet, does that mean that we just don't know what the pieces will look like going against, not together, not only to say going against each other, but once they get on the 7-game series, it's going to be abundantly clear who's the better
team. Yeah, no, I said the Lakers have they're the favorites, but like I said, there is 340 days in between what we're talking about right now, so there's a lot of stuff that I can't even see right now.
Yeah,
just so that's the only reason why
Clippers stuff coming.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm saying this right now. Now, if we talk in February, either it may increase the amount of teams that have a shot, or it may decrease.
This is probably gonna decrease. I'm talking about
who knows.
I'm talking about in the Eastern Conference, like, it was clear the team that was going to make it to the championship in the West. It was clear. It wasn't, Houston got a chance. It wasn't.
Yes.
They had a chance.
No, I'm saying yes. I just want some money. But no. What were you saying? I'm
talking about last year in the playoffs. Like, we all knew who was making it.
Yeah, but last year there wasn't two MVPs on the same team last year.
It was. What are you talking about?
I mean, it was. So it wasn't like this wide open thing. Right,
I'm saying that if you look at the way the teams are constructed, right? We haven't seen these. That's why it felt so open last year in the playoffs. But if you really look at it,
it wasn't open in the playoffs last year.
In the East, it wasn't open. Because you got a team in the Raptors who best player didn't play in 20 games and they still finished second.
Oh, breaking news. Quinn Cook signs with the Lakers for 2 years, $6 million. Yeah, but all right, Bobby, back to what you said.
We hadn't seen the Bucks play. We hadn't seen the Raptors with Kawhi play. We hadn't seen Jimmy and Tobias with Ben.
And that's what made it to where you didn't know who was coming out of the East.
Yeah, but it wasn't like everybody had a shot.
They did.
It was three teams with a shot last year.
To win it? No.
This is what I mean when I say parity. Did you feel like outside of the 76ers and Raptors series, that team got robbed? Like, they should have won it.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's all I'm trying
but
to
say. But it came down to one jump shot. So that's pretty freaking close.
No, but I'm saying, like, did you feel like the best team didn't win? To me, that's what parity means, that no matter what, any team has a shot. That's what parity means to me. Like, in the NFL, when them playoffs start, any team has a shot. Any team.
Yeah, but I can only – there hasn't been more than what Russell Westbrook – I mean, Russell Wilson did win, too. So what? I'm pretty sure if you date back to even, 10 years, there's probably been just as much. Or let's see. I'm not going to do that, but just know.
It's not true.
No, it is true. I can look it up right now.
Look what up?
How many NFL champions? It's just the fact that LeBron dominated. So there is multiple teams that won, but it was really just LeBron's teams. But yeah, no, the parity is very, very close.
No.
As close as it can get to being like the NFL.
The only thing I would say for the pair, like every team in basketball, regardless of market size, can construct a team that can compete. That's the only thing I'll say. It wasn't like that 20 years ago. If you were a team like the Vancouver Grizzlies, you never had a chance to win. But now you can go somewhere like Toronto, and if you play the cards right, do everything the right way, you can build a team and win. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Clippers. They had no chance to win 20 years ago. But you build some right assets. You position yourself to get a star. You got a chance to win now. That's the only it don't matter where you at. If you do the right things, then you could build a team to win a championship. But, like, going into the year, everybody knew the Clippers had no fucking chance. None.
Yeah.
But the Lions, they got a real chance this year.
Yeah. But I feel like we've kind of talked about this a little too long. I feel like we should probably discuss. No, because, like, we've been discussing this since we could remember. So we could go on forever and ever and ever. So what do you want to discuss now? Do you want to discuss I'm trying to think. I mean, we pretty much, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the rest of the free agents. They haven't given me an update on the rest of the available ones. I could look it up, but.
I mean, you got DeMarcus Cousins, Marcus Morris.
Yeah, they're going to sign, or maybe they won't sign Marcus, because Marcus Morris, he could have gotten a $10 million deal. I don't know if he was waiting on the Lakers, but yeah, they can figure it out. And who signed Jeff Green? Somebody got Jeff Green, I know.
I think the Wizards. No, not the Wizards.
Let's see.
I want to say the Utah Jazz.
And you think, like I said, man, they are going to get.
We got to get Avery Bradley. Is he been playing bad or something?
He had an injury he never recovered from. But this will be his first year, I think, fully recovered. So we might get a good Avery Bradley. And even if we don't, he's just as valuable as Patrick Beverly on the defensive end. So, but he probably can even shoot better than KCP right now.
He shot 46 from the three last year.
How many games did he play?
14.
Yeah.
He shot 38 the year before. Wait, no. Yeah. He shot no. That's his field goal percentage, my bad.
Yeah. So the Celtics, they got off of him at the right time. And I thought that was a bad thing to get off. But okay, so basically you got DeMarcus Cousins, Marcus Morris, Jamichael Green, DeLon Wright, Kelly Oubre, Tyus Jones, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, Jabari Parker, Rondo. Now, Jabari Parker is a fantastic 10th man or 11th man, 12th man. But you once the playoffs start, you can't play him. So if you want him in order to, you know, just help your roster get to the playoffs, that's not a bad signing. And you Rondo, KCP, Justin Holiday. They got to go after Justin Holiday.
I like DeLon Wright.
I don't like point guards that can't shoot that aren't Giannis or Ben Simmons. So that means he has had a ball in his hand. But as a backup point guard, since we actually don't – actually, I take that back.
I wouldn't say he can't shoot. He's just not a great shooter.
Yeah, but like, but that means he has had a ball in his hand to be effective on the floor with LeBron and Anthony Davis. So,
I mean, I don't necessarily think – I mean, he has to play right with LeBron. He come off the bench.
Yeah, but like – I don't know. Maybe. I mean, he's a restricted free agent, so.
6'5". I would go after DeLon Wright.
Yeah.
He know how to play.
And then Dwight Howard is probably going to get bought out.
Yeah, I don't want Dwight Howard.
As a 10th, 11th man, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, but Dwight Howard under LeBron, like, everybody's better. Like, people, like I said, people thought Kyrie was the best point guard in the world for some reason because of LeBron. So, like, Dwight Howard can't look that bad next to LeBron. He just can't get hurt.
But we got other positions in need other than center. We got enough.
If you sign him to a vet minimum, it doesn't go against the cap. So, that's what I mean with some of these players. I'm not talking about paying him $5 million or anything. If we can get him for a vet minimum, then I'll do
it. We just got Quinn Cook.
Yeah, I just announced that.
No, I'm just saying. So, like, we don't need.
Oh, Kyle Korver, my bad. Iguodala, they're gonna get Jamal Crawford. They're gonna be loaded.
But like, I guess the question is, if you Anthony Davis, where does this leave you when LeBron retires?
No, Anthony Davis not stupid like Kawhi. He knows when LeBron's done, people are gonna come play with Anthony Davis and the Lakers. And if not, Anthony Davis had his shot at winning with LeBron, and he's going to, you know, play the rest of his career out in Los Angeles. Because he missed out on a lot of money playing for the Pelicans, and he's going to get all of that back, especially under Rich Paul. And then we can talk about now. We don't got to go too deep into it, but what Paul George just did kind of opened up Pandora's box, because what Anthony Davis did was kind of crazy, but you kind of understood it. But Paul George doing that after signing his deal 1 year later, like, that's insane. Like, that's the reason why I said it was a long shot, because that usually, obviously, when it's close to the end of the deal, never at the beginning of it. And the player just was a MVP, you know, third place last year. That's pretty insane.
Yeah. And it shows that these contracts really don't mean absolutely jack squat.
Yeah. But now, in contrast to that, it forces these teams to make the right decision for the future and the present. So you won't get these stupid decisions made by front offices anymore.
I think at the same time, I don't think OKC wanted Paul George no more.
No. The thing is, I know OKC understands, like, hey, that's fine, because we didn't have a shot anyway. But then they're going to sell tickets anyway. So, like, their market is fine.
And they might as well get something for him before his value goes down.
Exactly. So.
Because when he's 30, they trying to keep that team together until they both done. Ain't won nothing. Like. Or they can hit the reset button, like the Clippers did, and be back in 2 years with James Wiseman and Bronny.
Yeah, so.
All right, so we just got a lot to talk about today, but, I mean,
felt like that was a lot to talk about. We got through, so we both get on with our days.
Yeah, and if you're a Laker fan, don't even worry about it. Everything's good.
Laker Nation, baby. I go where Brian go.
And I go where I put my money. So no, I'm joking, but I know for sure they're gonna win. I'm not even worried.
All right, well, I'll catch you guys on the next one.
All right. That's it.